I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. It's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. If living is without you, that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
FM.
Everything must change. Like a word.
first of all, some things I need to know. When I'm scared of being wrong again, won't you be the one I turn to let me know? Oh, let me know. Oh, please let me be right for once, 'cause right now all I feel I do is wrong. And it's never too late to learn about love.
FM. just beautiful. That was this week's Soppy Softies at 7. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 1990s. Kicking us off from the 70s was Nilsson, Harry Nilsson, and Without You. Do you know, that was originally a song by Badfinger. Harry Nilsson released it as Nilsson, as I said, in 1971 and took it all the way to number one, and it spent a whopping 20 weeks in the chart. It also went to number one in Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, the Philippines and the USA. It was, of course, as well covered by Mariah Carey, and I think it was in the mid-90s, and she also had an absolutely mega hit with it. Then we heard Paul Young and Everything Must Change. That was his fifth single, and it just snuck into the top 10, peaking at number 9. He co-wrote the song with Ian Cooley, and it's from his second album, The Secret of Association. And finally, we heard R.E.M. and this great song, Drive. In 1992, that one just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11, but it did make it into the top 10 in Canada, Greece, Ireland, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, and Switzerland. Okay, so if you're a regular listener to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers,
and now for something completely different,
you'll know that.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
Green Day and Basket Case. That was originally released, you know, in 1994 as their second single at the time. But it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 55. So it was released the following year after Welcome to Paradise hit the top 20, and then it reached number 7. Chart-wise, though, it performed best in Sweden, where it made it to number 3. Okay, are you ready for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser?
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, I'm going to give you three clues to this week's mystery artist, and you see if you can get them. If you get it on the first clue, you can award yourself 100 points. If you get it on clue number two, then give yourself 50 points. If you get it on clue number three, though, it's just 10 points, because at that point, we're pretty much giving it away. Okay, so clue number one. And as this is for 100 points, I'm making it quite tricky this week. So, born in Dartford in Kent on the 26th of July, his father was a PE teacher and his mother was a hairdresser. So, born in Dartford in Kent on the 26th of July, his father was a PE teacher and his mother was a hairdresser. Any idea who that could be? I'll give you the answer and two more clues before the end of the show. And talking about the end of the show, because we are rapidly racing towards 8 o'clock, aren't we? Don't forget that coming up at 8 o'clock is Andy Furno and his Boogie Nights. And here he is to tell you all about it.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
I mean, it is a superb listen, so if you can stay tuned, then please do. And of course, Here Come the Dough. Do you know, his only UK hit came in 1961 when Mother-in-Law just snuck into the top 30, peaking at number 25. He recorded Here Come the Girls in 1971, but it was never released as a single in the UK. You might remember, though, in 2007, it was used by Boots in one of their adverts. And then it was re-released when it was used in the Boots commercial, but it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 43. And then, of course, the Sugar Babes covered it the following year, and they took it to number three in the charts. Okay, I'll give you clue number two next.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Right, I'm just going to tell you now, my brother is on fire this evening. Not only did he get Trackwards earlier when I thought it was really difficult, although it did take him two guesses to guess Trackwards, I'm going to tell you that. He's also just got this week's Geezers, Pleaser and Cheeser for 100 points. I don't know how he keeps all that information in his brain. Anyway, as a reminder, won for 100 points was he was born in Dartford in Kent on the 26th of July. His father was a PE teacher and his mother was a hairdresser. Okay, clue number two. This is for 50 points. His band have had 8 UK number one hits and he's also had a number one as part of a one-off duet for charity. So that's his band have had 8 UK number one hits. He's also had a number one as part of a one-off duet that was put together for charity. So I'll give you the third clue after we do the birthday bonanza. Here are three artists back to back, all celebrating their birthdays this weekend.
Passion burning. Xanthi Behrmann for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
This is Nigel. Please join me every Sunday night from 6 to 8 on Stepping Out with the best in soul, funk, jazz and reggae. So that's every Sunday from 6 only on Phoenix FM.
Sunday here again, a walk in the park. You need to know, so your aunt and talk of the part. Bumble into a wall, so the ringing in there is not a bar. And sing the song of compassion we win, but always comes that way. For a Sunday, slave,
and they were this week's birthday bonanza. Kicking off that trio of tracks was The Human League and Keep Feeling Fascination. And we played that because Susan Ann Sully, the singer, it was her birthday yesterday. Keep Feeling Fascination reached number 2 in 1983. It was kept off number 1 by Spandau Ballet and True. The Human League's only number 1 was, of course, the anthemic Don't You Want Me. And our birthday girls sang the iconic line that I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. Then we heard Wet, Wet, Wet and Sweet Little Mystery. And we played that because it's singer Marty Pello's birthday today. So happy birthday, Marty. That was their second single release and it peaked at number 5 in 1987. It's taken from their debut album, Popped In, Sold Out. And finally, we heard Blur and Sunday, Sunday. And we played that because it's also Damon Albarn, the lead singer. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Damon. That was Blur's 7th single, and it peaked at number 26 in 1993. It's from their 2nd album, Modern Life is Rubbish. The following year, of course, everything went a bit crazy for Blur after the release of Boys and Girls, or Girls and Boys, and their just brilliant album, Park Life. So talking of Sunday, Sunday, just to let you know what's coming up tomorrow on Phoenix FM. Kicking us off at 8 a.m, it's the Sunday Breakfast, which is a mellow start to your Sunday morning with Siobhan Copeland. And then at 10, the Sunday Sessions, Kev Piggott presents tracks, interviews and sessions from local unsigned artists. Then at 12 o'clock, we've got the Sunday Lunch, and that's Tony Smith bringing you 2 hours of pop, dance and chart hits, plus live sessions and interviews. Then at 2, Vicky Michelle is here with her music mix. That's right, great music and celebrity interviews from our resident Allo Allo star. Right, I think now we should do clue number 3. What do you think?
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Right, so first clue for 100 points was, born in Dartford in Kent on the 26th of July, his father was a PE teacher and his mother was a hairdresser. Clue number 2 for 50 points was, his band have had 8 UK number 1 hits. He's also had a number 1 as part of a one-off duet, but that was for charity. Okay, and now here is the final clue, and this is for 10 points because we're basically giving it away now. So in 2010, Maroon 5 claimed to have the moves, like our large lip teaser. So who do you think that is? I'll give you the answer soon.
In a way, it's all a matter of time. I will not worry for you. You'll be just fine. Take my thoughts with you, and when you look behind, you will surely see a face that you recognize. You're not alone. I'll wait till the end.
That's Olive and You're Not Alone. That one was another one of those records that had to be released twice before it became a hit, because it was originally released in 1996 and it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 42. It was re-released the following year in 1997 and then it made it all the way to number one. That same year it went on to win the Ivor Novello Award for Best Dance Song. It is a tune though, isn't it? Okay, shall we do the answer next?
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
All right, congratulations to my brother Matthew, listening in Coventry, who got 100 points for getting it at this clue. Born in Dartford in Kent on the 26th of July, his father was a PE teacher and his mum was a hairdresser. Then for clue number two, it was his band have had 8 UK number one hits. He's also had a number one as part of a one-off duet, and that one was for charity. And finally, clue number three for 10 points, which I think you would have got it on this one, wouldn't you? In 2010, Maroon 5 claimed to have the moves like our large-lipped teaser. Of course, it's Mick Jagger, and here he is with the Rolling Stones.
Phoenix 98 FM.
That's The Police and The Bed's Too Big Without You. That's taken from their second album, Regatta de Blanc. It wasn't released as a single as such, but it was included on their six-pack EP, which reached number 17 in 1980. I have to say, I haven't heard that in ages, and I've genuinely forgotten how good it is. Sting's bass is just phenomenal, isn't it? Anyway, before that, we heard the Rolling Stones and Hot Stuff, and Mick Jagger was, of course, the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. My brother chose that song because he got it on 100 points. Anyway, Hot Stuff wasn't released as a single. It's taken from their 1976 album, Black and Blue. We are rapidly running out of time, but I think we can squeeze in one more before we do this So Long with a Long Song, can't we? Of course we can. It's Prince. I mean, Prince was just so good, wasn't he? That was released as a single in 1980, but it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at 60, which is surprising, I think, because it's such a great tune. It's from his brilliant album, Around the World in a Day, which also includes the singles Raspberry Beret and Paisley Park. And that is just about it from me. Thank you very much indeed for listening. It's now time to say so long with the long song. This week it's Elton John and Tiny Dancer, and this comes in at 6 minutes and 10 seconds. Andy Furno is up next with his Boogie Nights, so please do stay tuned for that and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please do stay safe. And remember, if you can't stay safe, then stay sexy. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you very much for listening. She hung.